The following broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the services of Sunday, April 16th, and is sponsored by Michael and Mary Bush.
Christ is risen. Welcome. It's good to see all of you here. We especially welcome guests. We're glad that you are here. A very special thanks to our wonderful musicians this morning. And to all of those who have made this space so beautiful this morning, this beautiful garden up here. Thanks to all of you and for your presence here today. And now let's stand and sing together. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray together. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please.
first lesson is from Acts, the 10th chapter. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Here ends the reading. The second lesson is from Colossians, the third chapter. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Here ends the reading.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message to you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
Children are invited forward. Please be seated. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you here. I think we need something. We put it away a while ago. Do you remember what that was? What? Huh? Alleluia? Is that how loud we should say it, do you think?
No.
You know what? We didn't say it for like 7 weeks. So let's get the... What? Where? But we buried the... We can't... We got to get them. Where are they?
It's under the altar.
You think so? I don't... Well, it looks like flowers there. We got to send somebody back. We got to send somebody under the altar. Okay, come on up. I need you to I would go, but I'm a little too big. Go, see if you can crawl back there and see if you can find the what are we looking for? What is it? What is, yeah, hallelujah. Oh, there it is. All right. So Isabel, do you want to pull the cover off? Oh, look. Hallelujah. Look at everybody. Hallelujah. Why all these hallelujahs? Like, they're everywhere. We're making a mess with hallelujahs. It's awesome. Okay. Hold on. Okay. So guys, hey, let's say it now, but let's say it with a lot of conviction. Thank you for that. All right? 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah! Yes! Now I'm going to teach you one more thing to go with it. Okay? Because we, hallelujah, we associate with what we celebrate today, and that is Jesus is risen from the dead. Okay? It's a wonderful celebration. He died on the cross, and then he was raised from the dead, right? Okay, so there's a phrase that we use in the church, and we remind each other of this wonderful promise, and we say, okay, we say, one person says, hallelujah, Christ is risen. Okay, I'll say that. And then you say in response, Christ is risen indeed, hallelujah. And you say it twice, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay? You got that? So I say Christ is risen, and you say Christ is risen indeed, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay? So let's do it. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Christ has risen indeed. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
All right, let's try one more time. And they're going to join in like they started to already. That's wonderful. All right? Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Christ has risen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What a wonderful day of celebration. You can each take one of these hallelujahs with you. The rest of them need to go in the box, and we're all going to help, right? Hold on, wait, let's have a prayer. All right. Dear God, thank you for raising Jesus from the dead and giving us hope. Amen. All right, guys, thanks for coming up. Take one and then put the rest back in the box. Dear friends, grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Creator and from the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. True story. 5-year-old precocious Johnny was digging in his heels. He didn't want to go to worship on that particular Sunday morning. His mother found it puzzling. They went every week. What's this all about? So she asked him, "Why don't you want to go to church today?" And Johnny said, "Because all they ever do is talk about Jesus. And he never shows up." Well, today, Jesus shows up. He shows up to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary who have just left for the tomb. Today, the crucified one shows up as the risen one. And this crucified and risen one shows up in the midst of us, not only today, but every time we gather around the word and meal of promise, Jesus shows up. We experience the risen Jesus in the midst of a living, breathing community. Look around. We are not alone in faith. Together, we embody both the uncertainty and doubt that accompanies death and the ongoing promise of resurrection and new life that is the ground of our hope. The resurrection of Jesus shows up in a mighty big way, according to Matthew. His version of the story is simply bizarre. Mary and Mary come to the tomb at dawn to anoint, probably, the body of Jesus, to check on him, their beloved. And then there's an earthquake. an earthquake. Then a divine messenger appears. He rolls back the boulder that is in front of the entrance to the tomb, and then he sits on top of it. He looks like lightning, and his clothes are as white as snow. His appearance was so stunning that the guards started to shake, and then they looked like they were dead. And then this stranger delivers the message that Jesus is raised. He shows them the empty tomb where the body had been laid. And then he instructs them to go to Galilee where they will meet Jesus who has been raised. Mary and Mary take the angel at his word. And as they go, Matthew says, they are filled with joy, but they are also filled with fear. And then Jesus shows up for them on their way. And the first thing that Jesus says to them is, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And now, here we are. We gather just as we do every year to celebrate the promise of life overcoming death. This is the promise that ultimately life overcomes death. But the reality is, we do not leave our vulnerable, uncertain selves at home today. We gather to celebrate the resurrection in the midst of an imperfect world where there is fear and uncertainty, heartbreak and grief. The resurrection of Jesus is an event. According to Matthew, it's an event that unfolded with incredible drama. It's an event that attaches itself to each of us as we are joined to the death and resurrection of Christ. That is the promise of baptism, that we are joined to the death and resurrection of Christ. It opens up a new future for us. It is an event. But it is also more than an event. It is a perspective on life. It is an outlook that shapes us. The resurrection promise is with us in times of joy and in times of sorrow. And it shapes how we respond to each of those things. One of the great songwriters of all time died last year. Last year was a tough year for people of renown. Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen is best known for just about everybody's favorite song, Hallelujah. Okay? So if you don't know the name Leonard Cohen, you probably know the song Hallelujah. But this song is entitled Anthem. Here's part of it. The birds they sang at the break of day. Start again, I heard them say. Don't dwell on what has passed away or what is yet to be. Ah, the wars, they will be fought again. The holy dove, she will be caught again. Bought and sold and bought again, the dove is never free. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything, but that's how the light gets in. The resurrection of Jesus shines a light through the crack of anger and resentment and pettiness. The resurrection of Jesus shines a light through the crack that is our fear of the other. The resurrection of Jesus shines a light into the crack of our own personal grief. It's not a crack that suddenly breaks wide open, but a crack that remains ever present, but still lets in enough light and life and promise to give us hope. Hope enough to ring the bells that we can ring, and thank goodness we have people ringing bells this morning. The cross doesn't disappear. Just like suffering in and around us does not disappear. In fact, when we look back into the crack that represents the promise of the resurrection, you will still see the cross there. The cross keeps us real, keeps us honest. It reminds us that the resurrection does not simply wipe away suffering, that the resurrection comes at a great cost. But the promise in the resurrection of Jesus is that ultimately life overcomes death. And finally, healing overcomes our suffering and the world's suffering. And what is asked of us is simply that we reflect the promise of hope and new life in the ways we interact with others. That we ring the bells that we can ring. That we show up. And that we continue to hope in the promise of new life that the risen Christ brings for us and for all. Amen. Join together in confessing the faith of the Church.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We join together now in praying as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is risen.